Altons, who were living at number 2 Cross Street in 1911. Madison is now going to read their census document.
The census is a prime source. It tells us that the Alton family are a very large family with 7 males and 3 females. The Altons have written down a son and then crossed him out. We see that he died at the age of 9 months old. The head of the household, Uriah, and the second oldest son, who was also called Uriah, because in those days most boys were called after their fathers. Both Alfred and George Alton went to Westmore Elementary School in 1916. The census also tells us what they did for their jobs. Uriah, the head of the household, was a coal miner. His wife did not work. His oldest son, Thomas William Alton, was a pit pony driver because in those days most boys, after they left school at the age of 12, went down the mine as pit pony drivers. Thomas William, commonly known as William, was a loader and worked with his father, who was a hewer on the deep seams of Westmore Colliery. William went into the army in 1914.
My loving brother, I've only been here a few hours. How will mother and father have their life? I'm so sorry that I had to leave. Is everyone else doing fine? And how are you, my dear dear? It's not like living at home here. The food is disgusting. It's so bland. It's nothing like mother's cooking. I wish I was at home being entertained by Alfred and Maud. You are the dearest brother to myself. You are the only brother I can write to because you are the oldest brother I have. Please do not come. It's monstrous here. You will not like it. I'll be all right. You are always in my heart. I will be coming home soon, I promise you. Your loving brother, Maud.